Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, every Wednesday on the program, our regular listener question, and just a quick reminder, if there is a financial or business issue that you'd like us to tackle, you can send me your questions on business at hot1027.co.za. That's business at hot1027.co.za, and we'll endeavor to find the very best person to answer that question. Now, tonight's question is about something that often comes up in retirement and investment planning, the difference between, and I quote, living off the interest and drawing down from investment pots. To me, it's a bit of jargon that I think can probably trip up even the most seasoned savers. So let's discuss what it really means and when each approach is used and why this matters for your long-term financial health. And the person we've lined up to talk about that is Sean Kelly from Parity Wealth Managers. So, Sean, welcome to you. Let's start with the phrase living off the interest. What does that actually mean in an investment context?
Hi, Jeremy. Great to be on. And it's a great question. I think, you know, it's one that comes up quite often. But, you know, essentially, when we talk about living off the interest, we're really referring to the traditional idea where someone draws only the income, such as dividends or interest generated by the investments, without touching the capital. And it sounds appealing because, in theory, your capital remains untouched and can grow over time. Now, if we compare that to the pot approach, which is how most modern financial planners think about retirement drawdown, here your capital is split into different pots or buckets based on time horizon and liquidity needs. So essentially you would have a short-term pot for income over the next, let's say, 1 to 2 years. Typically that would be sitting in cash or money markets. You would then also have a medium-term pot for cash that's 3 to 5 years and sort of higher risk assets like bonds. And then you would have a long-term pot, which is invested in higher risk assets such as equities that aim to beat inflation. So in short, living off the interest is simple, but often, you know, not sufficient or optimal. And pot-based approach is a bit more dynamic and aligned with more modern retirement planning.
And but, when it comes off the living off the interest option, even more difficult these days, not realistic, given that we are living in a lower interest environment, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, this is more a older train thought, you know, and I think one of the important pieces to note here, Jeremy, is the tax implications. You know, in the living off the interest piece, as you point out, you're living on the interest income, which is offered by the banks. And unfortunately, or, you know, in South Africa, interest income is taxed at your marginal income tax rate, which for higher net worth individuals can be as high as 45%. You do get an exemption around 23,800 per year of that interest for individuals under 65, or 34,500 if you're above 65. But the fact is, you're still taxed at margin. And since you're not drawing on capital, CGT isn't triggered, but your CGT rate is typically lower than your marginal income tax rate.
Does one approach offer more certainty or sustainability than the other?
Well, I suppose the living off your interest does give you a bit more certainty because you can see what interest you are generating from your fixed deposit or from your bank account. But like I mentioned, is the living off the pot enables you to time your cash flows a bit better. The fact is, the way you would want to set up the living off your pot is because you've got different buckets for different time horizons, you are able to probably plan your cash flows and you can see how each bucket or each investment pot is performing, enabling you then to plan better for your future drawdowns.
And Sean, is there a hybrid approach possibly? So maybe the two working together, for example, interest in early retirement and maybe a drawdown option a bit later?
I mean, I suppose there would be, Jeremy, in a way, if you think of the pot-based approach, your short-term pot, your income that you would use in the 1 to 2 years, is typically invested in an interest-bearing or you know, cash plus solution, which is the, you know, the which is the interest approach. So it sort of does, the pot approach does sort of have a hybrid effect to it. So yeah, that is typically how most financial advisors set up retirement planning these days.
Are there specific key considerations as to how an investor must decide which strategy actually works for them?
Well, I think there are, you know, pros and advantages for each. So living off the interest, you know, the pros are capital preservation. Your original investment stays untouched, which gives some people peace of mind. It's simple. It's easy to understand the concept. You spend what your investment earns. And, you know, there's a low emotional sort of stress to it because you're not drawing down on the capital. It feels more conservative or less risky. Whereas if you look at the pros on the pot-based approach, it's better for cash flow planning because you're allocating funds based on when you'll need them. Mm. It's built-in risk management. You don't need to sell risky assets like in the equity bucket during a drawdown because you have cash available. And it's probably got better growth potential. Your long-term pot stays invested for growth, helping you to beat inflation and preserve the purchasing power of your capital. So in short, living off the interest might feel safer, but it's often a bit too rigid or too limited in today's retirement needs, whereas the pot-based approach gives you structure, flexibility, and sustainability, especially when you know, you pair it with proper financial advice.
And Sean, we live in an age of a multiplicity of financial products. So are there specific ones, maybe like annuities or even living annuities, that would favor one method over the other?
There's so many different products, but you know what I would say at the end of the day, Jeremy, is as long as you're getting the correct financial advice, that is the main thing at the end of the day. You know, too many investors leave their portfolios on autopilot or wait too long to get proper advice. You know, whether you're just starting to build wealth or already living off it, your financial strategy should be intentional. It needs to be structured, and you have to review it regularly. And, you know, the best outcomes always come from combining long-term thinking with short-term discipline. So understanding your goals, using tax planning wisely, and importantly, getting that advice to stay invested through the cycles and working with advisors who look at the full picture, not just the product.
And just quickly, is it that lack of review over time that is the biggest mistake that people make when they start living off their investments?
Certainly is one of the major contributors, lack of review. But I think one of the other things is, in uncertain times, clarity and calm always win. A lot of investors chase their headline returns, or they panic when they pick up the newspaper or read the news reports. So it's so important to have the mental fortitude to work through the market cycles, work with an advisor that you can trust and that's authorized. And that should naturally bring the regular reviews, you know, into that discussion.
And if you've got a question that you'd like us to answer, we do this every Wednesday on Hot Business. All you need to do is drop me a mail. The address is business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. And like we've just done with Sean Kelly from Parity Wealth Managers, we'll find the very best person to answer that question. Sean, good evening to you, and thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.